Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And by Stitcher Radio. Go to otrwesterns.com/Stitcher to check it out. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is October 26, 1954, and the title is Murder at Payroll Office. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure! Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Murder at the Payroll Office. The payroll office of the White River Mines Company was a perfect sitting duck for holdup men. It was on the edge of the town of Two Forks, immediately next to the Big Canyon country, so that any bandits who struck could be out of sight of pursuit in a moment. Big, brutal Corey Payson knew this. So did his henchman, Hall James. As our story opens, the two bandits and their gang are riding down from the hills, nearing the payroll office.
When was that gold due to come in from the mine, Corey?
A little over half an hour ago. And now they just about have it packed up to go east.
Who's inside that office?
There's a clerk and a girl who helps them, and then there's that old watchman, Tim Hannibal.
Yeah, they won't make no trouble.
I don't figure they will, Hall. Some of them hombres who brought in the pack animals may be around. So you better stay outside on this job and hold the horses. Keep your eyes open.
Right, but look, Corey.
I'm running this. You do as I say. Get your mask on, boys.
Yeah, sure. No point in my putting a mask on where I'm staying outside. Bless it all.
All right. The shack just ahead of us. Shorty, you and Sig and Moe, come with me. Here, take the reins of my horse, Corey.
Yeah.
Come on, boys. Throw your gun. Nobody around except them in the office. All right. Get them up to three of you.
Hey, what's all this?
Get them up. I said and keep them up. Back up to the wall, miss. You too, Hannibal.
It's a holdup.
That's right. Clerk, which of these boxes is that gold in?
Well, that's none of your blasted business.
That settles your hash, mister.
No.
Look at them boxes, boys. Quick. Grab the ones with the gold.
Don't seem there was any need of gunning him down, mister.
Keep your trap shut or you'll get it, too. Come on, boys, let's go. I'll take them guns of yours, Gaffer. And I'll stay in the shack for 5 minutes. The both of you.
I've got to sit down.
Well, go ahead, Miss Anna. Coyotes.
And they got away with all the gold.
Yeah, but you and I both got a good look at that hombre holding the horses.
That's right. He didn't have on a mask. Yeah,
that head bandit didn't realize he made his back right over by the window. Come on, Miss Anna. We'll describe him to the sheriff.
They got away with all of it, huh, Tim?
Every blame bit, Sheriff.
And they killed the clerk.
Yeah, so Tim said, Miss Anna.
Yeah, not only that, they...
Whoa, Tim, hold your horses. I want to write all this information down. I ain't quick at remembering. Killed clerk. How many of them?
Yeah, well, there was five. Four.
Four in the office, Sheriff. All of them masked.
Four masked.
Yes, and there was one outside holding the horses.
A mask?
No.
Oh. Could you tell him if you saw him again?
I'm sure I could, Sheriff.
Yeah, me too. He was a pretty big man, broad-shouldered. I'd say he was mighty nice looking, wouldn't you, Miss Anna?
He didn't look very nice to me just then.
Well, I know,
well,
but...
Well, yes, I suppose you would call him nice looking.
All right. You give me a full description of him, and then I'll get a posse out and track them buzzards down.
Chico.
Si, Pancho.
In this is new country we ride.
Si, amigo.
We not know no one in this country, no?
Oh, as far as I know, Pancho, we do not know a soul in this country.
Not know no sheriffs, neither.
No, we do not know any sheriffs.
Pancho think that good, Chico. Sheriffs not be after Chico and Pancho.
Sheriffs are not always after us, Chico.
Nee.
Especially after they learn we are law-abiding.
The law-abiding? Anyway, it's good to see a new country and no sheriffs.
Well, unless I am mistaken, Pancho, that is a sheriff's posse coming this way now.
Sheriff's posse?
Si.
Yeah, Pancho see a star flash in the sunlight.
Oh! Oh!
Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
Who are you, hombres? What are you doing around here?
Well, to take one question at a time, sheriff, I am called the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
You know the Cisco Kid, sheriff?
Never heard of him.
Huh?
Him, do either of these two look like your man that held the horses?
Yeah, well, the big one does, Sheriff. He's changed his clothes, his gear, and his horses, but he looks like the man.
What man?
All right, then, you two, get your hands up.
Un momento, Sheriff. What is this all about?
Just like all sheriffs, wave the gun, no?
I reckon you know what it's about, hombre. You was with that gang that held up the payroll office this morning.
We were not even in this part of the country this morning.
The more I look at him, Sheriff, the more I'm convinced he's the one.
I said get them hands up.
Si, si, si. Do not get excited, Sheriff. But let me say this. Pancho and I know nothing about any payroll holdup.
We'll talk about this back at my office.
But, Sheriff, you must know about Cisco. Everybody know about Cisco.
Quieto, Pancho.
I tell you, I never heard of him. Get the guns, boy.
We go with him, Cisco?
Si, we will go with him, amigo. If only declare our names of suspicion.
Man, not never hear of Cisco. Fine, sheriff. Never hear of Cisco. Fine, sheriff.
Keep him covered, deputy. Into my office now, you two.
Sit, sheriff.
Hey, sheriff, not no sit for Pancho.
Pancho, that is not important.
It's important to Pancho.
Miss Anna.
Yes?
Can you come over here, please?
I'll be right there, sheriff.
Senorita, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Sound pretty.
You might as well sit down for the time being.
Gracias, sheriff.
Gracias, sheriff.
Yes, sheriff.
You ever see either of these two hombres before, Miss Anna?
No, I don't think. Oh, wait. This one looks like the bandit who was holding the horses.
Would you swear to that in court?
Well, he doesn't look exactly the same,
but... Well, he's wearing different clothes, Anna. He had time to change between the time he got away and the time we found him.
Yes, I guess that's it.
Ever see Pancho before, no?
No.
Did you not see Cisco neither, senorita?
You may as well confess, hombre.
We have nothing to confess. From what you said on the way in here, I now understand the story. And I repeat, Pancho and I were nowhere around.
I guessed him and Miss Anna know what they're talking about. They lived around here all their lives.
Yes, sir. Anna's the daughter of the storekeeper, and he's the most honest fella.
You don't need to go into that, Tim. We all know it. I'm arresting you two on suspicion of robbery and murder.
No, I do not think so, Senor Sheriff.
What's that?
It is evident that the hombre you want looks like me, but I am not the one. I do not blame the senorita for her testimony, but at the same time...
Pancho and I are not going to jail.
Not to the jail! Hey.
Oh, that boy!
That will not be as easy as you think.
Pancho, get the deputy, Sheriff. Cisco. Pancho, kick the deputy. Speak from under him. He go down, boom, Cisco.
Do not enter. Look at him, Pancho. Let us get out of here.
We got no guns, Cisco.
Never mind the guns. Come on.
Coyote, boys!
To your horse,
Pancho!
To your horse!
Up on them, boys!
Go, la lagona, go!
Go!
Why in blazes didn't you tell me before, Hall?
Oh, I didn't think of it, Corey. I didn't figure it was important.
But you must have seen old Hannibal looking out the window at you.
Oh, I didn't pay no attention to him.
He probably paid plenty of attention to you. Chances are by now he's turned in a complete description of you to the sheriff.
Well, we're going in to gun him down, ain't we? So he won't do no more talking.
Thing is what he's already said. There he is up ahead of us. He's going into his house.
Come on. Yeah. Who's going to do the gunning down, Corey?
Both of us. Hey, Hannibal.
What do you want?
Wait a minute. We want to talk to you. All right. Throw your gun off.
Yeah, right.
Say, what do you hombres look like? Well, by thunder, you are the one. I made a mistake.
You sure did when you looked out that window. Let him have it, Hall. He won't do no more talking.
Hey, what's that shooting over there? Come on, deputy.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here quick.
Yeah, before they see us. Yeah.
By thunder, it's old Tim. He's been shot.
But who shot him?
I know. It was that hombre calls himself a Cisco Kid. We'll get even for this, deputy. We'll get a posse together and give him orders to shoot to kill.
Cisco track the hombre, Cisco?
See, the tracks go this way, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
That is where the hoof of one of their horses turned over a stone. The earth is still moist beneath it.
How'd you know this gang of bandidos, Cisco?
All I have to go by is what the sheriff told us of the holdup.
Uh-huh.
He said there were 5 in that gang and 5 rode this way.
5 hombres.
And these tracks lead from that payroll shack he told us about.
We take a big chance to go back and pick up the tracks, Cisco.
See, we took a chance, but no one saw us. We must find those bandidos, Pancho, in order to clear ourselves.
Cisco, find them.
Wait. Hold there. Hold.
Oh, look. Wait. What, Cisco? What?
There's smoke up in the canyon ahead of us, Chico. I imagine the smoke of a campfire.
Pancho hungry, Cisco.
Pancho, right now we must think of other things than food.
Pancho, that can help but think of food, Cisco, and Pancho hungry.
Quieto. I believe those bandidos are camped up there ahead of us. Let us leave our horses here, Pancho, and go up there on foot.
See, si, on the foot.
Bandidos are just ahead of us. Now make no noise.
No noise, Cisco.
This is not good. This pocket of land right here.
Why it not good?
Because if any of the bandidos should be below us, we were caught here. The only way of escape would be to leap from that ledge across the arroyo. And the arroyo is deep.
Big jump too, Cisco.
Si. They are just ahead of us. Mm-hmm. Just over that bluff.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful of these rocks now, Pancho.
Yeah.
If you slipped on one, the noise would arouse those hombres up ahead.
Pancho not slip, Cisco. Pancho slip, Cisco. Pancho.
Madre mia, now you have done it.
What's that noise? Come on, we'll have a look.
Hop on your feet quickly, Pancho. We must get back to our horses.
Pancho, sorry, Cisco. Pancho, I see the loose rock.
Never mind, it could not be helped.
There's a couple of hombres down there. Fire on the boys!
This way, Pancho.
See, this way, Cisco.
No, no, wait. Look below us, amigo.
There they are up there. Let them have it.
Those hombres shooting at us, Cisco.
That is the sheriff and his posse. Santos, now what will we do? We are caught between 2 fires with no chance of escape.
Caught between 2 fires with not even a gun to defend themselves. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Murder at the Payroll Office. Because he bore a close resemblance to one of the bandits who held up the payroll office of the White River Mines Company and killed the clerk, the Cisco Kid, together with his faithful companion Pancho, was arrested. Escaping, Cisco and Pancho took up the trail of the bandits. But just as they neared the bandits' camp, Pancho slipped on a loose rock and fell. At once, the outlaws opened fire. Then, as our friends started to fall back, the sheriff and his posse rode up from the opposite direction and also opened fire. Now.
Down, Pancho. Down flat.
These rocks will give us some protection.
But what those hombres do when they find out we got no guns, Cisco?
That is just what I am wondering, amigo.
Maybe the sheriff knows those bandidos up above, no?
Whether he knows it or not, he is firing at us and not at them.
That bullet make a hole in Pancho's sombrero, Cisco.
See, this is getting too hot for comfort. Our one chance, Pancho, is to jump over that arroyo to the ledge beyond.
But we not can jump that, Cisco.
We cannot, but I think our horses can. Diablo! Lago!
It's a long jump of horses, Cisco.
We must take that chance, Cisco. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, Lago. Make the jump, Lago.
Diablo, here, up,
go, Lago, go, go, go.
Now, Diablo. Up, over, here.
Lago! Jump good, Lago!
Wait out, Diablo.
Good jump, Lago, good jump, no? Oh, was it close call, Cisco?
Hey, it's too close, Pancho.
We ride out of the country now?
No, Chico, we are not going to ride out of the country. Not until we prove to that sheriff that we had nothing to do with that robbery and killing.
Where we go now?
We'll make a circle and ride up behind the sheriff and his posse.
But we not got a gun, Cisco.
I'm going to get one, amigo. And then the sheriff will listen to what I have to say.
I'd sure like to know who them galoots are up ahead who are doing all that firing.
Maybe that's a bandit gang, Sheriff.
Yeah, I was wondering about that myself, Deputy. But I don't believe it is. Otherwise, why would they be shooting at them two that just got away? Wouldn't be shooting at members of their own gang, would they?
Hey, you wouldn't think so.
Well, maybe it's Sheriff Adams and the posse from the next county chased them over here. That ain't likely either.
Yeah. Look out, Sheriff! Behind you!
What the
hell? Hey! Have your guns here, Sheriff. Suppose you and your men get your hands up.
Where in thunder did you come from?
It was not hard to steal up behind you while you were watching those banditos up there. Come, get your hands up. All of you. I want.
Take your hands up now, Cisco.
Hey. Now, Sheriff, I'm going to tell you something. Those hombres up ahead are the banditos you want.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes that way, you coyote. I'll get you yet for killing old Tim Hannibal.
Is he the old man who testified against me?
You know blame well he is. That's why you gunned him down.
When did this happen?
About 2 hours ago, as you know.
No, Sheriff, I did not know it until now. Now, here's my plan. Pancho and I will creep up around that bluff and try to take those hombres by surprise.
Yeah, go on.
Will you and your men stay here and keep firing to draw their attention?
Sure, anything you say.
You are just a bit too willing, Senor Sheriff, which means the moment you get your hands on your guns, you will start firing at Pancho and me.
That's no good for Pancho.
Now, either you give me your word of honor you will do as I say, or Pancho and I will take the guns from all of you. Quickly, Sheriff. Those banditos will not stay there forever.
All right. I give you my word.
You will fire at them and not at us?
That's right.
Very well. Then here is one of your guns back, Sheriff. I will need to borrow this one for the time being. Come, Pancho. Let us start.
What's going on down there, Hall?
I don't know, Corey. They drew back. I can't see.
You know who they are, don't you?
Well, sure. It's the sheriff and the posse.
Yeah, and they're after us.
But who are the two hombres we were shooting at down that there pocket?
Blessed if I know or care. Most likely there were a couple of scouts for that posse. Yeah. We got to worry none about them anyway. They've gone.
Yeah, better keep your eyes open for them, too, just the same. I'm suspicious of them.
I tell you, we ain't got to worry about them. There. The posse started shooting again.
Yeah, maybe we better get out of here, Corey.
Get out of here, nothing. We'll stay and shoot it out with the buzzard. I ain't gonna let no blasted sheriff's posse start me running. Give him as good as I send, boy. Like this, Cisco.
Not much farther, Pancho. We want to get to the top of the bluff so we can look down on those hombres.
And they got a guard at the top of the bluff?
Perhaps, but I do not think you will be expecting anyone from this direction.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. There he is, Pancho.
There he is.
He's watching the other banditos fire on the posse. Now, this time, Pancho, be sure and make no noise.
And perhaps not even breathe this time, Cisco.
All right, come behind me. I'll try to overpower that guard.
Here, Cisco. Almost there, Cisco.
Shh, Pancho. Now we will see it.
He go to sleep, Cisco.
See, tie him, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, I will see what is going on.
Pancho, look too, Cisco.
Cisco, Cisco.
What is the matter?
Look, hombre by the tree. Hombre looks just like Cisco.
That one there?
Si. Look enough like Cisco's brother to be Cisco's brother, Cisco.
That is not quite the expression, Chico, but it will do. Si, he does look something like me. Probably he is the bandido Senor Hannibal saw.
Yeah. Pancho got the bandido tight, Cisco. Now what?
There's only one thing to do, Pancho. We must get down there and put a stop to that shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we do, some of the posse may be hidden and killed.
Which hombre you take, Cisco?
Come on, you hombre. Keep up that shooting.
I will take the one who just gave that order.
Pancho take the one that looks like Cisco. And Pancho rope him.
Very well. And come on over here. We can drop down on him. They'll be taken by surprise.
He's going to say when ready.
Right now, Pancho.
Boys, I send you. Hey. Pancho, get this hombre, Cisco. Hey. Rub his arm. Go.
Boy, you sidewinder. I'll teach you to jump me like that.
We'll see about the teaching, hombre.
That one.
You may be the one to learn.
Hey, boys.
Do you no good to call for them, for
no.
You are going to lose interest in them, hombre, right now.
There. Look out, Cisco. Or the bandidos come after you.
Hey, Pancho. That is far enough, bandidos. Stand where you are and drop those guns.
Hombre, shoot it.
He will think twice about shooting next time. All right, you are not hurt. I only shot the gun out of your hand. Drop your guns. Pronto. All right, say you, Sheriff. Come up here.
Be right there. Yeah. Oh, oh. Well, I'll be jiggered.
Take a look at that hombre over there, Sheriff.
Well, say, he... Well, I'll be a maverick if he ain't the spitting image of you, stranger.
You think now there might have been a mistake, Sheriff?
Yeah, I can see where it could happen.
Yeah.
Well, I'll look at what I've written down. We'll talk it over back in the office and see what these galoots got to say. But I do know one thing, stranger. I never saw such an all-fired fighting man as you are. Never.
Why were you right here to the payroll office, Cisco?
Because there is a matter that I want to have cleared up, Pancho.
Oh, we catch the bandidos. We help the sheriff. The sheriff know we not do the wrong thing. Why we not go away from here?
There is one other person we must see. I want to be sure that she is convinced that she made a mistake.
That the senorita would think you a bandido, Cisco.
See, and I want to convince her that she was wrong. Here's the payroll office. Hold up.
Oh, look. Cisco goes to talk to the senorita. So he's sure he see her again.
Are you coming with me, Pancho?
No. Pancho know what happened when Cisco talk to the senorita. And Pancho stay out here with Loco.
Very well, Pancho. I'll only be a minute.
Cisco only be a minute, Loco. But, oh, what Cisco do in that minute?
Yes?
I wanted to see you for a moment, senorita, before Pancho and I ride on.
Oh, yes. Cisco, I can't tell you how sorry I am that I told the sheriff you were the one who held up the payroll office.
That is why I stopped to see you, senorita. It is not always wise to draw conclusions too hastily. One may regret them later.
Oh, believe me, Cisco, I regret that mistake more than you know.
I know you do, senorita. Perhaps it is well that you mistook me for someone else.
Why, Cisco?
Well, for one thing, it gave me an excuse to come back to see you.
To correct the mistake, Cisco?
Si, senorita.
I'm sorry, Cisco. But you can understand now how I would make such a mistake.
Si, senorita.
Never having seen you before, where that bandit and you did look so much alike.
Say no more about it, please. The matter is forgotten, senorita. Now, suppose you tell me about yourself.
Oh, there's nothing to tell about me.
Oh, I cannot agree with that.
I've just lived here in Two Forks all my life. My father runs a store. I'm not interesting.
I cannot agree with that either.
Oh, you're just saying that, Cisco.
Indeed, I am not. You are very interesting. Also, very beautiful.
Well, thank you. Do you mind if I tell you something?
Not at all, senorita.
You're much better looking than he was.
Gracias.
Oh, much, Cisco. So much so that...
That what, senorita?
Well, I never thought I'd be as bold as this, but... Cisco, I'm going to kiss you. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Si, Pancho.
It's good to be out of that country.
Si, but it was also good to see that country.
Uh-huh.
And do not forget, Pancho, we made a friend of the sheriff.
After he get all that gang, si.
If we ever ride this way again, that sheriff will make us welcome. Now, I will leave it to you, amigo. Which way will we ride?
Where the nearest cafe, Cisco?
Come to think of it, we have had no breakfast as yet this morning, Chico.
Pancho, I just come to think of it. Pancho, think of it all the time, Cisco.
I believe this trail will take us to the next town and a cafe, Pancho.
Well, then we take this trail.
Good breakfast will do us both good.
Si. Pancho want a dark breakfast.
You want a dark breakfast?
A dark breakfast.
Well, I've never heard of a dark breakfast.
That's what Pancho wants, Cisco. Dark breakfast.
Just what is a dark breakfast, Pancho?
Pancho not know, Cisco.
Well, then?
But Pancho have a light supper last night.
Light supper?
Then Pancho still hungry afterwards, so this morning Pancho want a dark breakfast.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.